And now, from Norwich, it's...
Okay, let's test the voice. Yes, the voice is working. I did my vocal warm-ups this morning with 15 seconds to go. Welcome, dear listener. No Chris, no Flash. Billy No Mates is here once again. Come and keep me company, please. Yes, it's a brand new millionaire winner on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I have found up the question to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the £1 million question. So if you haven't watched it, we're going to have a look at that next. I don't even know what the answer is either. So we're going to do that for you in just a bit. We're going to see if we could actually get the £1 million question. Probably not. And I got some top tunes, including friend of the show, Sunita. Yeah, I've met her, you know. It's Ross Pat to you live till 11 o'clock today from Norwich. Let's go. Sunita, friend, I've met her, you know, and she smells gorgeous. I met her outside the Theatre Royal a couple of years ago when she was doing a, and Now That's What I Call Musical show. Yeah, well, there was actually a musical all about the Now That's What I Call Music. But to be honest with you, it was meant to be a play about Now Musical. There was no CDs involved or anything like that. It was all a bit bizarre. Anyway, she was playing one of the parts there. And she had to do, obviously, you know, a couple of her own songs as well. Anyway, yeah, I met her and she was flirting with me so much. And I was like, Sunita, you do realise I'm a married man? She's like, yeah, but I'm really desperate. And I had no attention for years. And I'm like, oh, God. Sunita, you know, just sort yourself out, love. No, I'm not interested. You're too old for me. But yeah, anyway, that was Sunita and So Macho this morning. Lovely listener, how are you? Oh, God, my voice is a bit all over the place this morning. Jason's there. We'll do his Weber in a minute. Flash is there as well. Keeping Mr. Billy No Mate's company this morning. He says, Flash says, morning, our little ray of sunshine. Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. I'm going to get rid of this music, mate. It's got singing in the background. That's very annoying. Paul and Lou, morning, Ross from sunny Birmingham.
Who's only Birmingham and still smelling of old beans? Do you smell of old beans, do you? I bet you do. I bet even when you sit indoors, you stink of beans, don't you?
That is quite a good accent for me, because I'm not very good at accents. So I do the whole show in a Birmingham accent.
Hello there.
I can't do it now. No, I lost it. Hello, it's... No, I can't do it now. Now I've lost the accent.
I'm Ross. I'm from Birmingham.
There you go. My auntie, she talks like that. She's from there, Birmingham, as well. She's from Staffordshire, that sort of way. Which I think is where Ozzy Osbourne is from, Staffordshire, isn't he? I don't know what was. He's dead now, isn't he? Anyway. If you want to come and say hello, you can do. We're going to do the £1 million question. Should we do it now? Yeah, why stretch it out? Someone won £1 million on the latest edition of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Jeremy Clarkson. This is the question, and I've just annoyingly seen the answer, which is annoying, but I'll give you a chance. We could do this properly, actually. Hold on, I've got the music and everything. Where is it? There is it. Question. Here we go. Right, for £1 million. This is the question. Used since 1876, which trademark logo is described in the James Joyce novel Ulysses and depicted in works by Manet and Picasso? Get your answers in now. If you've seen the programme, you'll already know it probably. I'll do it for you one more time. Used since 19... Oh, sorry. This is why I never get a chance to go on a TV show as a host. Used since 1876, which trademark logo is described in the James Joyce novel Ulysses and depicted in works by Manet, I think is how you say it, and Picasso? Is it Bass Ale, The Family Grouse, Coca-Cola, or Stella Artois? Used since 1876, which trademark logo is described in the James Joyce novel Ulysses and depicted in works by Manet and Picasso? Is it A, Bass Ale, B, The Famous Grouse, C, Coca-Cola, or D, Stella Artois? Any ideas? Well, Sandra's saying the Ford logo. That's really helpful, because that's not even one of the answers. Flash, no, I can't even read that. Paul and Lou, Coca-Cola. We will find out the answers after the next tune. Get your answers in. Who do you think it is? Let us know on the instant messenger. We will give you the answers after level 42. I always feel like Alan Ross when I'm playing this song, because this is an Alan Ross classic. Get your answers in then. Who do you think it is with no cheating? We'll see who can get it right. It's the £1 million question.
I'm not proud, I was wrong. And the truth is hard to take. Oh,
Welcome back to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Just before the break, we asked the million-pound question. Are you ready? And we'll give you the answers in just a sec. Used since 1876, which trademark logo is described in the James Joyce novel Ulysses and depicted in works by Manet and Picasso? A. Bass Ale. B. The Famous Grouse. C. Coca-Cola. D. Stella Artois. Coca-Cola, Jason's going for. B. The Famous Grouse, Derek Martin's going for. The Ford logo isn't even on there, so that's no use whatsoever. And Paul and Lewis saying Coca-Cola. And the answer was... it was Bass Ale, which means no one has got it right. No one's got it right. You're all useless. You're all useless. The answer was Bass Ale. So if anyone's watching the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you were on there, you would have been useless. Absolutely useless. I had no idea. No idea. And I saw the answer. And I saw the answer. Anyway.
Jason's weather report for today. It only applies to his area.
Jason's weather this morning is, he says, good morning, Ross, on this fine and sunny morning with a temperature of 16 degrees. Are you making that up? It's 13 degrees, which means that Jason has won this morning.
Jason's weather report.
Yeah.
For today, it only applies to his area.
Yeah, mate. Right, it's 10:16. I can't believe I haven't played the Tame Impala Dracula song. I've just looked on my track list for the year so far. I've never played that song, and I love it. It's a corker. And everyone's doing their own versions of it now, even the Pussycat Dolls.
The Pussycat Dolls. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll take Nicole any day.
It starts here.
Flash days. Oh God, it's the Sunita story again. Excuse me. You're only jealous because you never got to meet Sunita. Did you hear that Sunita walked off the I'm a Celebrity set the other night? Or as the press put it, she stormed off the set. Yeah, I did watch that. I had no idea what all that was about. I've never seen that before. They had all of them. I haven't watched any of this series of I'm a Celebrity, but they had all the contestants in the studio, like, doing sort of questions and answers, and that proper kicked off, didn't it? But, yeah, I'll need to watch some of that back. But, yeah, she's probably stormed off because I sent her a text message to say, I'm really sorry, I'm not going to be taking you out to the Weatherspoons tonight. That was the only reason why she was, in a bit of a huff. Anyway, oh, we've got someone who wants to sing a song, and we've got to guess the song. I think we'll do that after Tame Impala. I love this. This has really grown on me, this song.
The night is almost over.
There you go. I'm a bit late to the party with that one. I've never played that so far, but I love it. It's Tame Impala and Dracula right here on Reach on Air. I think Chris Redden would make a good Dracula because he's a bit of a scary man, isn't he? We've had a message in from Paul and Lou. He says, can you help, Ross? We have a dance song bugging us, boss. We don't know what it is. We know your listeners will know it. I'll send a WhatsApp of it if you want. Does it mean I've got to make a new feature then called something like... What is Paul and Lou singing? What are they sitting in? Let's have a look. Right, let's have a look to see what they, they've messaged in. What song is this? This is bugging them.
Here it goes in my Brum accent. Da 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 da.
Jesus, that's scary. Any ideas with that? Let's have another listen.
Da, 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 da. Woohoo!
Is that celebration? Let's have a celebration. Come on. Let's have another listen. Is that the Cool and the Gang?
Da, 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 da. Woohoo!
Sounds like the celebration. Let's have another listen. Hold on a second.
Da 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 da. Woohoo!
Anyone know who that is? Let us know on the instant messenger, please. Put them out of their misery.
This is Ross Pat's out.
Here we go. Is the bass getting through?
Base generator generates the energy in you.
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 Base generator
is the base getting through.
Base generator generates the energy in you.
Base generator
generates the energy in you.
Base generator
generates the energy in you.
Base generator
generates the energy in
you.
Generates the energy in you.
Base generator generates the energy in you.
Base generator generates the energy in you.
Base generator
generates the energy in you.
Base generator
is the base getting through.
Base generator generates the energy in you.
Base generator
generates the energy in you.
Base generator
generates the energy in you.
Base generator
generates the energy in you.
Base generator
generates the energy in you.
We'll be right back.
There you go, that is Fergie, not the one from the Black Eyed Peas, and Bass Generator right here on Reach On Air. It's a Ross Patzelt classic song that no one's ever heard. We're doing Paul and Lou, a song. What song is this, please? Sung rather badly.
Da, 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 da. Woohoo!
Oh, God, I have no... Now, I'm quite good with music. But to be honest with you, I ain't got a clue. Someone is saying, DJ Johnny says, is it KLF, Last Train to Trans Central? I'll have to find this up now, won't I? See what that sounds like. I can't even find it. I can't find that song. I have got it. I have got it. Hold on. Is it that one? Let's have a listen quickly. Let's listen.
Da, 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 da. Woo-hoo!
Could it be that one? Could it be that one? They don't say woohoo, though, do they? Is it that one, Paul and Lou?
Back to the heavyweight, back to the heavyweight, back to the heavyweight jam!
Is it this one? Oh, it could be that, actually. Oh, for God's sake, no, it's not KLF. Anyone have any idea who that is? That could be any blooming thing.
Da, 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 da. Woohoo!
Are you sure it's not this song? This one. Are you sure it's not? Are you sure it's not Sunita? Because we do like a bit of Sunita. No, it's not Sunita. No, it's not Sunita, and it's not the KLF. Anyone got any ideas?
Da, 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 da.
There you go. If anyone can please can help, or maybe send an ambulance as well to Paul and Lou, because I think they have actually lost the plot this morning. What song are they singing rather badly there? Let us know on the Instant Messenger this morning. If you can, please put us out of our misery. If anyone knows who that is, let us know on the Instant Messenger. Now, rather randomly, I'm going to ask you a question this morning, and it's all to do with Piers, not Piers Morgan. James, the Great Yarmouth, Britannia Pier has won a poll run by the National Piers Society, which means that they are the Pier of the Year. That sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? Could be something else, couldn't it? But it's not nothing to do with breasts. It's to do with Piers, not Piers Morgan. Great Yarmouth Britannia Pier has won Pier of the Year after a £2 million makeover. I've been past there lots of times. They've done it up really well. It's been rebuilt about three times, but they've done it up really well. So I thought I'd ask you this morning, lovely listener, what is the best thing about going to the seaside? Let us know on the Instant Messenger. Is it getting drunk on the seafront and stumbling over? Or is it eating ice cream? Or is it going to the arcades? Or is it being ripped off on the teddy bear machines or the claw machines? What is the best thing about going to the seaside, lovely listener? Get your answers in on the Instant Messenger. And we'll do a little rundown of the best things at the seaside. And we're also doing Name That Tune with Paul and Lou this morning. Who was this?
Here it goes in my Brum accent.
Da, 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 da. Woohoo!
It could be a different... We'll do that as Name That Tune this morning, I think, as well. So, yeah, if you have any ideas on that and the best things at the seaside, let us know. It's the new one from Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj.
Young Money. Young Money.
And Young Money, whoever that is.
We'll be right back. with a leaner.
Beauty, beauty and the beast. Beauty from the east. Beautiful confessions to the priest. Beast, beauty from the streets. We don't get deceased. Every time beauty on the beat.
There you go. That is, I'm keeping you on your toes. That is Justin Bieber featuring Nicki Minaj and Beauty and a Beat. And I said, it's a new one. Flash says, a new one from Bieber. It came out in 2012. Catch up, Grandad. I know. I just realised. Because it's number 3 in the charts this week. So I thought I was playing a new song. That was a radio fail.
Here comes another hour of great music. Reach on air.
Ross Patel.
Thank you. Yes, that was Justin Bieber and Young Money. No, or if I was a rapper, no money. We're asking what is Paul and Lou singing. Paul singing very badly.
Da, 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 da.
What song is that? I have no idea. I'm going for Celebration by Kool & the Gang. But no, apparently it's not that one. Anyone know who that is? Let us know. Apparently, Paul has offered £20 if you can get that right. Well done, Paul. That's very kind of you. Roy's there this morning. I thought you were on at 11 till 2. I know, yeah, I was. Everything's changing, but no, everything's changing, but me. I don't know. How does that song go? Everything changes, but you. There you go. But basically, I was meant to be on, and then Flash changed it, and then Flash changed his mind. So I just thought, oh, I can't be arsed. So I just done it. I'm just doing the normal 10 to 11. It was all very last minute, dear. All very last minute. Yeah, so Billy No Mates is on. Come on to you, Roy. Flash says, nice to see you've brought back the Scott Mills feature music, please. Oh, you're not allowed to mention that name. Scott Mills? Who's that? You never mention that name ever again. Well, that's what you, if you're on the BBC, that's what you do, don't know. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Sarah Cox. He's now got the, going to be doing the Radio 2 Breakfast Show. The perfect person, I think, as well. Sarah Cox. I love her. She's absolutely bonkers. And now, who is going to be doing Sarah Cox's Drive Time show? Well, I think it's going to be Rylan. I hope it is. I love Rylan. I think he's great. But the only thing is, I'd be really gutted if Rylan went from Saturdays to weekdays. Because him and Sally Traffic on a Saturday afternoon is pure radio magic. Sally Traffic is the best thing on radio too. They should just give her a round show. When she's on with Romesh as well. She is absolute gold. She's completely lost her marbles. We love Sally Traffic. Who would you like to see replace Sarah Cox on the Drive Time show on Radio 2? Let us know on the Instant Messenger. Bass Generator by Fergie. I played earlier. DJ Tim says, what a banging tune, isn't it? Yeah, we play some bangers on air, mate. We play some blooming bangers on air. Any ideas for the song that Paul and Lou are trying to figure out? It's a dance song. Get your guesses in and we'll try and figure out if we know who that is. Flash says, yeah, that Dracula track has grown on me too. Yeah, as well. Well, it's the 2025 one, isn't it? It's an old one now. I fancy Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls, who did their own version of Dracula by Tame Impala. Flash says, you can keep Sunita. I've got Ashley Roberts now, babes. Oh, I'll tell you what. Out of the three, who would I go for? I don't even know the names. Ashley Roberts, Nicole, Oh, there's another one, isn't there? I can't remember the other one. It'd probably be... No, I'll stick with Nicole. I'll stick with Nicole. You can have... Flash can have Ashley. And... Roy, do you want the other one? Do you want the other one? Whoever that is. Can't remember the other one's name. If anyone knows, let us know. Definitely not Cool in the Gang, says Paul and Lou. That's not that one. No, it's definitely not KLF. Last Train to Trance Central. Not that one. I'm just going through the messages, hold on. Ah, and we're also talking this morning, best things at the seaside. What is the best thing at the seaside? Britannia Pier in Great Yarmouth has been named Pier of the Year. So what is the best thing about going to the seaside? Let us know on the instant messenger. Roy says, in the old days, it was arcades, fair rides, candy floss, toffee apples and chips. Nowadays, Roy says he avoids it like the plague. What is the best thing about going to the seaside? Probably walking over the crackheads on the seafront, I should think, is probably the best thing nowadays. Flash says ice cream and chips will always taste better at the beach. Do you really? Do they though? I think ice cream doesn't taste better at the beach because I cannot stand that awful whippy ice cream. It's the biggest rip-off ever, isn't it? You pay for it, you get 10 seconds around the corner and half of it's melted down your blooming hand. I would much rather... If I could find a stall that has like proper ice cream, like Dairyland ice cream or the proper tub ones, I'd go for that. We went to Sheringham the other week on the North Norfolk coast. £3.60 for one scoop of blooming ice cream. Are you absolutely taking the Michael Barrymore? No, I'd much rather go to Co-op and go and get a multi-pack. Flash says ice cream. I don't know one. Roy says, oh, the Kiss Me Quick Cats and saucy postcards too back in the day. Yeah, I love a little bit of that. What's the best thing about going to the seaside? Let us know on the instant messenger. Is it the rides? Is it getting ice cream on the seafront and getting screwed for the prices? Flash says, all the girls have gone mad over Justin Bieber after Headline and Coachella. Oh, he's a piece of work, isn't he? Paul and Lou, on the subject of his singing, the song that's bugging him, what is it? He says, even I don't know what it is myself, so he can't even give away the 20 quid. No. Flash says, can't stand Rylan. Maybe you and me could do tea time. Yeah, imagine that, me and Flash doing tea time on Radio 2. I'd give it a week. I'd give it a week before they go, no, we're really sorry, we're going to have to let you go. You keep coming in drunk. Kimberly Wyatt, that's the one. Thank you, Paul. Kimberly Wyatt is the other member of the Pussycat Dolls that no one can remember. Ashley Roberts is the one who's on Heart. Oh, that's her. Yeah. Did she live in London then? A little bit high pitched there. Does she live in London then? Ashley Roberts. The other one is on Hits Radio. Is that the Nicole? No, not the Nicole. The Kimberly Wyatt. She on there, is she? Maybe one day Nicole will join Reach. Yeah, she can. There's an 11 o'clock slot going. Nicole Scherzinger, if you want to come and have a go on here, you can actually, if you want to come around here, Nicole, you're more than welcome to come around here. You can use my gear if you want and my microphone and mixer. You can sit on my lap if you want. You can sit anywhere if you want. Johnny says, a steak pasty and Kelly's ice cream. That's what going to the seaside is all about. He said, that's if the little buggers of seagulls don't dive bomb you. Yeah, they do like their ice cream, don't they, and the chips. Yeah. What's the best thing about going to the seaside? Let us know this morning, lovely listener. There's no prizes or anything like that. And we're also doing what song does Paul sing here?
Da, 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 da. Woohoo!
If anyone knows, let us know. Please, please put us out of our misery. We've got a chill tune to end today's show as well. Don't let me forget, because I'll probably forget. Let's play a little bit of Hard 5 for you on Monday morning. This is Hard to Beat.
I seen your darling, seen you hanging round town. You and the shots, your shining eyes are deep brown. You had a dirty look, you caught me on your hook. Turn up the thermostat, I wanna see you sweat.
Oh yeah, girl, you've got something I like.
I walked right over, said, hi, how you doing? You smiled at me, and girl, that's all I do. We've gotta take a chance. You whispered in my ear, you wanna get out of here. Can you feel it? Rocking the city. Ah yeah. Straight out of nowhereness. Like a fist. Can't resist you, oh no. I'll tell you something. You know I love ya. Just wanna touch ya. Stand up. Knock me right off. Tear my shirt off. This girl I saw around town. Well, now she's going down. Stuck on a losing streak. I think you've turned it around.
Yeah, that is Hard Fight and Hard to Beat. Just get a big bat, that will sort it out. Right here on Reach On Air, 10:47, this is Ross Patzel with you this morning till 11 o'clock. If you want to come say hello on the instant messenger, feel free. I think, who's this? Jason says, I brought my missus a new number plate this weekend with her initials in it. Apparently it's N14ABJ. Is that a person? Oh, what, Jason?
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's disgusting, Jason. I've just realised what your message there. You silly sausage. This is why I should read the messages out. Roy says, come on. He went, what is Paul's song that he's singing? Does anyone know?
Da, 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 da.
I think we've cracked it. I think we've finally cracked it. Well done to Sarah, who's got the correct answer. She says, is Paul and Lou singing Alexi Sales, Hello, John Got a New Motor? Let's have a recap.
Da, 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 da. Woohoo!
Yeah, it was. It was this song. Well done, Sarah. It was this one. That's the one. It's the one. See, it sounds like this. It's that one. There you go. That's the one. Well done, Sarah. You got that right. Finally, we got the answer. Well done, Sarah. That means that Paul has now very kindly sent you £20 in the post. So well done, Sarah, for getting that one right this morning.
On air.
Flash says, I see you have managed to cram in 3 hours worth of content into a 1 hour show. Well done, Dad. Don't give all the things away. Yeah, maybe I have, maybe I haven't. Could there be another feature on the way in just a moment? You never know. Paul and Lou says, no, it's not Alexi Sale. No, it is definitely. It's not a dance song. It's definitely Alexi Sale. All right, it's definitely Alexi Sale. So, yeah, that is my final answer. It 100% it sounds exactly the same as Alexi's Sale. So that one's done for now. What's the best thing about going to the seaside? Probably for me, it is probably going to Yarmouth. We go on the market and they have fish and chips on, sausage and chips on the market, and they are the best sausage and chips you'll ever taste because they're all really freshly prepared and stuff like that. What's your favourite thing about going to the seaside? Let us know. Britannia Pier at Great Yarmouth has been named Pier of the Year. I wonder if they have a big sign to put on the front of their new facade, I think they call it. That wasn't swearing. Facade. Means the front of a building. Oh, I hope I said that right. We're going to do a new feature for you now called Guess Who Sampled This Song? Guess who sampled this song? Guess who sampled this song? I'm going to play you a song. Who sampled this song? There's two samples on this one actually today. Who sampled us this? Without Googling it, who sampled this? And also, another song, who sampled this? Anyone know? If you know what song sampled them two songs, let us know on the Instant Messenger. We're going to play you some Armin van Buuren now and Blue Fear. And then we'll give you the answers. The answer to that song. And we'll play it in full. And we've got our chill tune for today, which is a belter as well, coming up after Blue Fear. Hello to Chris as well, on holiday in Malta. Morning, dear. How many waiters have you pulled? We'll be right back. That is Armin van Buuren and Blue Fear. Another one of Russ's trance classics. Derek Martin says the songs you played is the second sample used in I Predict a Riot from the Kaiser Chiefs. No, it's not that song. Chris has been on as well. Chris Reardon live from Malta. Back Wednesday, he says, got bad diarrhea after a very spicy hot spaghetti arrabbiata yesterday. Well, thanks so much for that information, Chris. We really needed to know that. There's two songs with this one. Who is this? Who sampled this song? And who sampled this one? Anyone know who that is? It was, of course, the brilliant Dub Be Good To Me by Tank Beats Club International. Walk, this
jam,
one.
Nitty Gritty, you're listening to the boy from the big bad city. This is Jam High.
There you go.
This is Jam High.
There you go. See, it's that one, isn't it? It's that one. So if you got that right, well done. I've run out of time to play the whole song, unfortunately, because I've done my back timer really badly this morning. So there you go. If you got that right, it was Beats International and Dub Be Good To Me right here on Reach On Air. Well, that's it. We've run out of time. Sorry, it's a bit of a random show today. Something else is still playing. There you go. Oh, some still playing there as well. Let's get rid of that. Right, that's it then. It's all a bit of a rush today. I don't think I've tried to cram too many features in and I've spread everything out. Not spread everything out as very well. Anyway, coming up on Reach On Air for the rest of the day. Later on, you've got Aaron Beadle and Co. at 7. You've got Pavali at 9. You have got Alan Ross from up north at midnight. And that's it.
It's time now for Ross's Chilled Tune.
Ross's Chilled Tune.
So I was a bit short and sweet this morning. I should have done 2 or 3 hours. Never mind. Thank you, Chris, for your messages. We'll leave you today's chill tune. I love this. This is going to sound good in the sun, Chris, as well, in Malta. This is DJ Trax and Southern Breeze. We'll be back Wednesday. Oh, all over the place today, dear listener. Time for a gin tonic, I think. Have a lovely Monday. Bye.